You are listening to BensTorah.com.
When it comes to the machlokes poskim in describing what is the halacha b'zman hazeh, serius min haTorah, serius min haRabbanan, and the various different shitas, how you look in the sugya Masechtas Menachos on daf samich vav. In fact, what I would suggest you do is turn immediately to the last page of the Magen Makamos I handed out tonight, which is the Gemara in Menachos that really is integral to the analysis of tonight's sugya. And I want you to look in the text. We see a little asterisk, and it starts where it says Miyom Haviachem Tisperu. So the Gemara has an entire play for a couple of lines of when you do Katsiras Omer, when you do the bringing of the Karban Omer, when you do the concept of Sfiras Omer. Gemara had all different types of potential Hechatimsos explaining that it seems that the Sfira and the Ksira and the bringing of the Karban are really interdependent. The ultimate Maskana is contained about four or five lines down from where the Gemara starts the discussion. And the Gemara therefore says that when in fact, or how do in fact you mekayim this mitzvah? So it says in the Gemara, Talmud Lomer, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyana, Emesai Talmud Melzi Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, Bizman Shotamas Velimnos Mi Be'erev. In order to mekayim the lashon of the pasuk and Pashas Amar, that you should have 7 complete weeks, since the halachic day starts in the nighttime, the sefira should begin in the evening of the first night, which is basically the night of the 16th, which is the day upon which at the night you do Katsiras Omer, and on the day of the 16th you mekayim the mitzvah of Havas of bringing the Omer. So it says the counting, however, takes place at nighttime. Yochel yiksav yavi v'tispo maybe, since we know you do katsiris omer at night, and you do also the counting of omer at night, maybe you have a yotzim and a klal that you're supposed to bring the carbon of the omer balayla as well, that all of them should be a mitzvah salayla. Tamalomer miyam haviyacham hoketzad. The Katsira, which usually takes first, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right in the beginning of the evening, is what's done first at night. The Sfira is then done afterwards, and that's done at night. Bahava, but the physical bringing of the carbon is no different than any other carbon that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. There the Gemara says in various places in Shas, Beyom Tzavoso, that Kabanas are brought by day, they're not brought at night when it comes to their Hakrava. Because you have to have the actual avoda of the Zrikas Adam of the Karban, as well as the burning, the various parts of the Karban on the Mizbeach done by day. Alicha Chidla, that should be done by day, it shouldn't be held off to the night, but the Zrikas Adam is surely has to be done by day. And over here when it comes to the Oymer, what's interesting is that even though there is no actual sprinkling of blood that takes place, because it's a mincha, you only have a kemitza being burnt, but the kemitza of the Omer is in lieu of the concept of the Zrikas Adam and in lieu of the burning of Evarim, of animals that are brought to Gavin Mizbeach. And if they have to take place by day, the kemitza must also take place by day. Now, the fact of the matter is, so the maskanas asugya is that is the sequence hadava, the katsiras at night, the svira halacha lamas that takes place at night, and the bringing of the carbon is done on the day of the 16th, etc., etc. And the fact of the matter is that that is the way we paskan halacha lamas, and even if it happens that the 16th ends up being Shabbos mamish, the mitzvah Ksiras Omer, Havas Omer, is Deicha Shabbos based upon Gzeres HaKosov, It's no different than any other carbon that's a mitzvah satzibur, carbon that's kula hemzman, the same way the tamidim and musafim of the Yom Tovim, which are kula hemzman, adecha Shabbos kodesh, likewise that will apply to the mitzvah of ketzirus omer and the actual bringing of the carbon as well. So this is the ultimate maskana sasugya, but there is quite obvious by the fact that the Gemara played around with the psukim between the ksira and the svira and the hava, that there is an intrinsic connection between the counting of the omer and between the cutting of the omer and bringing the carbon. I'm saying that for a purpose, that all of them are intrinsically connected on a halakhic level when it comes to the performance of these mitzvahs. You'll see very shortly, like when I go into the sugya tonight, why I'm emphasizing that, because without seeing this part of the sugya, as many people darshan the concept of Omer around Pesach time, etc., they don't emphasize that. And the reason I'm emphasizing that is because when I get to certain achronim dealing with Sri Bezman Azeh, for some reason they don't bring that into the factor, and they come up with different conclusions, which tonight we're going to try to set the record straight. So listen to me what I have to say as we get into the sugya. Now, another important factor, and that is halacha lamasa, that since technically speaking, we find that the Torah talks. Now, if you look, going back to page 1 of the Maran Mekamas I handed out tonight, you have two sets of psukim that describe the mitzvah of counting the Omer in the Torah. One contained in Parshas Emor, one contained in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk in Parshas Emor is quotation 1. Usvatim lechem amachas haShabbos miyam haviyachem es omer hatanufa sheva shabbosos temimas tiyana am amachas haShabbos chashviyas tispulu uchamishim yom v'ikravta mincha chadosh v'Hashem. So you have over here the mitzvah of Sfira counted. You have the concept that the day of the Sfira is you bring a korban omer in the Beis Hamikdash by day, and when you finish the Sfira and you end up on day number 50, you're going to bring a mincha chadasha, which is an allusion to the shtei halechem. And we've been learning in the sugyas, Rabbi Yisai, in Masechtas Menachos, that the korban omer was matir of the tua chadasha of the five grains, the ability for plain hedyotos commoners to partake of the chadash. Once halach lamasa, the korban omer was brought on the actual day of the 16th itself, and that is the halacha which the Gemara talks about in Masechtas Menachos. As soon as the Korban Omer was brought, and Bezdin was the reason to make sure they brought it by Chatzos Hayom, because the Bezdin is not Misatzel, and people who didn't have in those days cell phones or telecommunication, how in the world did they know when the Bezdin finally brought the Korban Omer to know when the Chodesh could be consumed? So the Gemara says there is a Makdimin LeMitzvahs, a Misatzelim LeMitzvahs. So even the communities are Rachok, they know that Jerusalem time, by Chatzos on Jerusalem time, the actual Omer was brought, so you have nothing to worry about, and you at that point in time can be Tola, that is a head you two can partake of all types of the five grains. In the Beis Hamikdash, however, Rabbi Yisai, you cannot bring any of the new grains until you had the Mincha Chadasha of the Shtei Lechem brought a couple of days later on, 50 days later on Shavuos. The Shtei HaLechem was matir using the brand new grains, Rabbi Yisai, for the purposes of being matir them to be brought as Karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. We also know that the Omer was brought, Rabbi Yisai, from Seorim. That was yesterday's sugya, and that the Shtei HaLechem was brought from Chitin. That was the whole sugya we had in yesterday's Gemara. And that's the Maskonas HaSugya, Rabbi Yisai. So that's, this pasuk is looked upon the pasuk dealing with the counting of the days of Sfiras Omer. Pasuk 2 is the pasuk from Parshas Re'eh, where it says, Shiva Shuas Tispolach Mahachal Chaimash Bekama. When you start cutting, the sickle starts to cut the actual Tua The counting should begin on that calendar day. Tocha lispar shiva shuvos, v'asisa chag shuvos l'Hashem Elokecha. And ultimately, when you finish the counting of the 7 weeks, you'll observe the Yom Tov of Shuvos, etc., etc. This is the source, the biblical source of counting weeks from the time of the bringing of the Omer to the ultimate celebration of the Yom Tov of Shuvos, and that time you're going to bring the Shtei HaLechem. These are the two psukim quoted by Chazal for the mitzvahs HaYom and mitzvahs HaShvua. And the fact of the matter is, what I just want to remind you, because we've discussed this many times over the years, that there's a machlokes between the Rambam and his camp on one side, which is the majority opinion, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who was one of the French Bavli Taisves, on the second side, whether the counting the days and the weeks of Sfiras Omer is a corporate mitzvah, which involves counting days and weeks as one corporate entity. Now, what that means is, if it's two parts of the same mitzvah, you only have to recite one bracha when you're counting the days and weeks during the entire 49-day period. According to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he was of the opinion, counting the days and weeks are two separate, independent mitzvahs. And when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, he held halacha lamaaseh, you made two separate brachas, one counting the days and one counting the weeks. That's number one. Number two, Rabbeinu Yeruchim held that bizman hazeh it is possible to hold that Sfiras HaYomim is still D'oraisa, but Sfiras HaShuvos, it could be only a D'rabbanan. And when it came to a Hezbah HaInyan, what that is predicated upon, so the Meshech Chachma says very simply, it's based upon a very interesting Gemara text, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei, where the Gemara makes the following statement. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei, Omra Torah Mane Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres, you should count the days in order to sanctify the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Mane Shavuos V'Kadesh Eschagashus Tashlumim, you count the weeks in order to know what is the zman of hakrevas a karban when it comes to the karban that you're supposed to bring on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So over here, the Arsameach makes a very interesting ha'ara. Of all the Shloish HaRegalim that we celebrate, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the only ones that have official calendar dates mentioned in the Chumash are Pesach and Sukkot, the 15th of the month. Shavuos never has a calendar date. It is a function of counting 50 days from the 16th of Chodesh Nisan, going all the way, Rabbi Yisai, to day 50. Now, day 50 is the day upon which the Yom Tov of Shavuos and the bringing of the Karban, the Shtei Lechem, is supposed to take place. So if that's the case, the counting of the days between Pesach and Shavuos is part of the functionality of a Beis Din, that when they're Koveya, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan takes place, not only is that Kviya telling you when the 15th of Chodesh Nisan takes place to Mekadesh the Yom Tov of what? The Yom Tov of Pesach, but by definition, when it tells you that's the 15th because of Kiddush HaChodesh, they're telling you automatically when the 16th is, and they're also giving you information when you're going to have the Yom Tov of Shavuos as well, because it's based upon a counting of 50 days from the 16th day of Nisan all the way to the Yom Tov of basically Shavuos itself. So says the Ar Sameach the following factor. The Ar Sameach says two things. Number one, the Gemara says you count the days, therefore, to Mekadesh Atzeres. The functionality in days has one major function, and that is to know exactly when Atzeres is taking place, which is a Yom Tov D'oraisa. The counting of the weeks, the Gemara says, is to give you another piece of information. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, unlike Pesach and Sukkot, is a one-day holiday on the D'oraisa level. Sukkot is basically 7 days plus Shmini Atzeres. Pesach on a D'oraisa level is a 7-day Yom Tov. And therefore, why am I mentioning that? Because normally when it comes to Yom Tovim that are a 7 or 8 day longevity, if you forgot to bring a karban on the first day, you usually have the other days of the Yom Tov, Beteris Tashlumim, to make up the carbon you forgot to bring day number one. So when you have a 7 day or 8 day Yom Tiv, you have built into the Yom Tiv a Zman of Tashlumim for Tashlum HaKarban. When it comes to the Yom Tiv of Shulis, it's a 1 day deal. So how would you know that if I didn't bring the carbon on day one, which is the only day the Shulis exists, I have 6 more days to make it up? So says the Aras HaMeach, this is what the Gemara is telling you, Rosh Hashanah, Mane Shulis v'kadesh es chaga Shulis l'tashlumim. It tells you that Shulis, you bring the carbon l'chil on day one, but if you didn't bring it on day one, you have 6 more days to make it up. The counting of the weeks is what is mekadesh that for that specific purpose. So therefore the Aras HaMeach says, Bizman has said that the Kedushas Yom Tov Shavuos is a deraisa, and nobody questions that. It's as much as the deraisa in the Issa Malacha and the Mitzvah Hayom as Pesach and Pesach and Sukkis. So that could obviously is Bizman has said deraisa, and therefore if that's the case, that Mitzvah still applies in the Torah today, and there's no reason not to make a bracha upon it. But since Bizman has said we don't have any hakravas or carbon taking place, the counting of the weeks today, for most it could be as a derabban, and maybe it's only a zeich lemikdash. That's why he held that Bizman HaZeh, you would not make a bracha on counting weeks. The most it would be like a zeich lemikdash, or it would be a derabban. And if it's the derabban, we'll see in the Gemara very shortly, sometimes you make brachas on derabban, and sometimes you don't make brachas on derabban. So if that's the case, halach lamasa, the Rabbeinu Yerucham therefore shows you a division. But they're two separate mitzvahs. For the Rambam and his group, which is the majority, who held that they are both two chalokim of a klalus nigger mitzvah, the mitzvah Sfira Saimer, the lumdis mentioned by Rabbeinu Yeruchim, what's the raisa, what's not the raisa today, is not tully on the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. As far as he is concerned, we come to the following maskon. The Rambam we're going to see very shortly. Paskins that Sfiras Omer Zman Hazeh is a deraisa. It's a deraisa now on counting days. It's a deraisa on counting weeks. Despite the fact we are not physically bringing a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, so we're going to have to understand what does Rambam do with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah over here. Number two, according to the Shitas Rambam, he only made one bracha because it's one corporate mitzvah itself. So just keep that in mind when it comes to this. So we therefore see a tremendous amount of carbon involvement in all of the Shitas of these specific Rishonim, besides the Gemara, connecting the Sfira to the bringing of the Kabbalists of the Beis HaMikdash. There seems to be an intrinsic linkage between all of this as the whole discussions that I just mentioned to you for the last couple of minutes. Now, why am I mentioning this, Rabbi Yitzhak? The reason I'm doing this, I'm playing the devil's advocate, not playing the devil, but playing the devil's advocate, is now I want to show you something, Rabbi Yitzhak, in the next page. Turn now, Rabbi Yitzhak, to page number 2. And look at the bottom of the page. Page number 2, the bottom of the page, is really a certain segment of the last page that we started off with today. But since I want to concentrate on this little piece on the bottom of the page, which is quotation basically 4 and 5 on page number 2, I want you to concentrate and look on this for a couple of minutes and show you something fascinating and interesting. The Gemara never really discusses what the Tanoim did during the time of the Beis Hamikdash Yekayim, but the Gemara does record over here a gufa Amar Abaya, how the Amoraim in Babylonia used to conduct themselves with Sfiras Haimer way after Chulban Abayas had taken place. What was the Babylonian minig? How do we count Sfiras Haimer when the Beis Hamikdash and Hakrovas Hakarbanos of Sfiras of the Mitzvah Haimer was not taking place? So Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Mitzvah l'mimne yoma u'mitzvah l'mimne shua. That as far as Abaye is concerned, he taught his Talmidim that even though Sfira Bezman Hazel, we have no Hakrevas HaKarban, despite that fact, we count the way we count when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence and there was Hakrevas HaKarban, you count the days and you count the weeks, and that was the minik of Abaye and his yeshiva, and by his personal minik. The Rabban and the Rav Ashi, the Talmidim who learned of Rav Ashi's yeshiva, also their minig was very similar to Abaya. Mani Yoma Mani Shua. They count the sphere by counting days and weeks the same way they counted when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. Ameima, however, in the yeshiva that he was the Rosh Yeshiva, his minig was, which he taught his Talmidim, I'm only money yom, I only count days. Lo money shvua, I don't count the weeks. And the reason is because, as far as I'm concerned, the concept of counting Sfira Bizman Hazeh, where there is no sacrificial service of the Karban Omer taking place, and since I showed you all the Makaris indicating that there is an intrinsic connection between the counting of the Omer and the bringing of the Karban Omer, I don't think I have to accentuate that. I think I brought you plenty of rayas from the Lashonis of the Gemara. I hold Bizman Hazeh, when Chazal instituted a rabbinical application of Sfira Bizman Hazeh, that they wanted you to realize we're operating under a deficiency. So they only made Sfiras Omer a Zeichel HaMikdash, and therefore said, if that's the case, you're counting days, you're not counting weeks, as a way of literally giving us the impetus to feel we're missing something. And if we're missing something, and you're not really doing the mitzvah b'shleimus, what are you going to do? You're going to pray to the Rabbanu Shalom, Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, as we have as part of the Nusach HaTfilas. We recite after we count the Sfira. If you bother saying those Tfilas after the Sfira, you'll see this Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash. So as Eich LaMikdash, I'm going to create a chesaron in the minyan, in order that you should feel the impetus that we're not doing the ganze geschichte the way it should be. It's a zeich l'migdash, and therefore halacha l'masa, I only count the days and I don't count the weeks, etc. and etc. According to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it makes a great deal of sense. Why? Because you're counting the days, Rabbi, you say to know when to basically observe the Yom Tov Shavuos, which never stopping the deraisa after Churban Habayis. The Kedushas HaYamtiv, the mitzvahs of Rabbi Yisai, of the davenings and Yisrael Malach and all the other halachas and the eating and staying up, all of that still exists Bizman Hazeh Ad HaYom Hazeh. But the counting of weeks, which is a function of Hakrav HaKarban, it doesn't exist. So why should I count the weeks if it doesn't have a functionality? K'mach Tazeich LeMikdash. Now, the million-dollar question, which is going to start off the eker part of tonight's shiur, is when you have a machlokus amarayim like this concerning the minig, bizman, churban habayis, tkufas amarayim, what was the argument whether to count the days and the weeks or only to count the days and not the weeks? What was going on in the Beis Medrash and these different yeshivas in how they conceptualized it? So if you look on Rashi on the side, on number 5, Rashi talks about Amemar. Ameima mani yom la mani shua. Ama hai minyana tahashta. The counting today during the time of Golas Bavel. Lav chobahi. It's not a biblical requirement. To aleka omer, we don't have a carbon omer. And as I pointed out to you, that since the sphere is tied to the bringing of the carbon as an intrinsic phenomenon, if there's no hakrevis a carbon, Rabbi Isai, how can the minyan and the counting be a daraisa? Elo, what is it? It's merely a zeichel lamigdash bi'amahu. It's merely a zeichel lamigdash. Hilgach bi'amisagid, sufficient to count the days. I don't got to count the weeks. Now, what's interesting to note, Rashi only talks about Amema's opinion. What about the other Amoraim who were his B'nai Doro, who counted the days and weeks? Do they agree with the supposition that the Sfiras Omer, which is dependent upon the Hakrafis HaKarban, are intrinsically linked to the level that when there's no Hakrava taking place, that the Sfira is also Midirabanan? Did they agree to that Sfara? Now Rashi doesn't tell us what they hold, but the assumption, I will tell you, of the Gedolei Achronim, who learned this Rashi, is that by the fact that Rashi explained Amemar and didn't feel the necessity of having to explain the Shita of the other Amarayim, leaves us with the impression that Hakol Meidim, everybody agreed that Bizman Hazeh Sfira has been demoted down to a Derabanan by the fact that we don't bring a Karban Omer. But the Machlokes between the other Amorim who counted the days and weeks and between Shitas HaMeimar was a different machlokas entirely. It's the Rabbanim. No hakravas omer. But then we have a machlokas throughout Shas many times when Chazal enacted the Rabbanans, especially the Rabbanans that related to activities that took place in the Mikdash. Did they apply the principle called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun? Whatever their Mesakin on a rabbinical level, they're modeling after the D'Oraisa model, but it's now rabbinical rather than biblical. So if on a biblical level, you had to count days and weeks, its rabbinical replacement momentarily also requires counting days and weeks. So if that's the halacha called the Tikkun Rabbanan, so that would explain why you have, therefore, Abaya and as well the Rabbanan from Ashi's holding. It's a Rabbanan, we agree. But Chazal, as long as the Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt yet, wanted us to mekayim the mitzvah ketzurasa, so the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. We won't make mistakes just to count days and not weeks anymore. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. So we do it the way halacha lamasa, it was done with the Beis HaMikdash was kayam. Amem is mechadesh, that this din d'rabbanan is a mechudesh dikid din d'rabbanan, because over here Chazal were concerned not only do they want you not to forget what to do in the future, but they want you to feel a chesara now in the fact that there's no based in Midosh and spur you on to mispalel to rectify the situation. So he says in order to accomplish that, they made a unique, different format of a derabbanan, where they created a surah of a deficient mitzvah performance. By only counting the days and not the weeks, they're showing you, don't think that you just, you know, it's a nice, wonderful day, and we're continuing the way it was when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam. You don't have a Beis HaMikdash, no HaKarev is a Karban, you can't be in a state of Simcha, we don't make a Shachnion, if you notice, when we basically do this for a sign, but to show you, we're not really in a state of Simcha, because we're doing it on an under-Isa level. So if that's the case, Halacha Lamasa, he felt doing the days and not the weeks is a unique Zeich HaMikdash Halacha. It's not a full-fledged derabbanan based upon the principle called tikkun rabbanan ein k'raisa tikkun, but the way they learn Rashi and the way that unquestionably even other rishonim learned Rashi who came after Rashi, namely the Ran, learned the whole machlekes is what is the nature of the derabbanan. The Brisk is later on when it comes to Reb Chaim Brisk and all the other gedolim of the later Achronic generation surely learned Rashi this way. And if that's the case, the machlekes is what's the nature of the derabbanan. But hakol moedim bizman hazeh es derabbanan. And there's no question, I will tell you as well, that when Rav Yosef Kara basically codified the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Pei Tes in the halachas of Sfiras Ayman, etc., etc., he was of the opinion that Rav HaRishonim agreed with Rashi that Sfir Bizman HaZeh is a derabbanan because you don't bring a carpet Bizman HaZeh, and therefore, since I show you in the beginning of today's shiur, everything is intricately connected, the Hakrava and the Sfira. He based the halacha is based upon it's a derabbanan, and he put certain kulas in it, which means you don't have to wait till Tseis Mamish to do the counting. You can count a little earlier in Bein HaShmashas. And other kulas he built in because of the rabbinic nature of the mitzvah Bizman HaZeh. Now, what is interesting to note is that's the way Kodavashi Rashi is learned and the way they explain the machlokas over here. The only problem is, Rabbi Isai, you know, in halacha, it's not always monolithic. We have a Shitas HaRambam Bahag and a whole group of Rishonim, which later on the Mishnah Berurah says in Tuf Pei Tes, when Mishnah Berurah had an incredible library, one of the biggest libraries in his time, and he had a lot of Kisvei Hayad of Rishonim and Achronic literature that the Beis Yosef didn't have when he penned the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Beis Yosef had a lot of different Shitas HaRishonim and Achronim. You just have to read the Beis Yosef, and not just what he wrote b'mechaba b'maskana, but read his Beis Yosef. He had a tremendous amount of literature of different Shitas on every one of the topics, the same way the Bach did. But when it comes to full-fledged libraries in its Shlemos, the Chafetz Chaim in his time already had much more Kisvei Yad available. So he says in the Bihar Loch, I want you to know something. that I always thought, before I had a chance to analyze my library and go through all these new kisvayat that became available, I always thought that the Rambam Shita, as we're soon going to see, that Sfir B'Zman says that the Raisa is purely a Shita Seyachid, him and the Bahag. But when I started looking at many other Rishonim of Kisvayad that the Beis Yosef didn't have available, I see that there's a major group of Rishonim that agreed with them that it's a deraisa. Therefore, I want to tell you, in my humble opinion, you can't treat Sfir B'Zman as a simple derabanan, as the Beis Yosef did. I look upon it as a big suffix, whether it's a deraisa or a derabanan, and therefore Mishabur advised, don't rely upon all the coolers of the Beis Yosef relying, it's a derabanan B'Zman Hazeh. When you have sfeikas derabanan, you can go the kula. When you have sfeikas of the rice, you have to go to the chumra. So he wanted you to wait to mamish seis to count in order to be yosef the suffix. It might be the raisa, and therefore tasheva shavas is tamim mistani means he got to begin in the beginning of the halachic night, and halachic night doesn't begin rabbi said before say sakachavim. So what I'm pointing out to you is there was a change of perspective as we got more kisviyat available. Now let me show the Rambam on page 3, which is going to be part and parcel of tonight's major presentation. If you look on the Rambam says on page 3, and this comes from the Rambam, Hilchas Tamidim Umusafim Perek Zayim. So it says in 3, 1, 2, 3, Misa Sailisbar Shevesh Abbasas Tamimas Miyom Havas Omer. So you see over here the Rambam is formulating, and that's why he includes this in Hilchas Tamidim Umusafim, on the day that you, Rabbi said, bring the Karban Omer, that's the day, based upon Gzeres HaKosev, the mitzvah asri has to take place. Shenemar, u'sefratim lachem amarcho es ha'shah v'sheva shabbasos, u'mitzvah limnos hayomim im ha'shvuos, because the Rambam held that this is a corporate mitzvah. Shenemar, tisbru chamishim yom, in his perish to the Sefer HaMitzvahs that he wrote, there he goes in that it's one corporate mitzvah to the exclusion of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Umitchiles hayom monim, you have to count from the beginning of the day. Lafichach mona balayla milal shesha'asa benisim, we count that night, etc., etc. However, the Rambam says something now that many Balei Tosfos and Rishonim in French and German Balei Tosfos did not agree with. Shachach v'lamana balayla, what happens if I forgot I couldn't count on the night of the 16th or any night of the nights of Sfira? Mona b'yom, I can count by day. And when he says counting by day, he means counting by day, Rabbi, say, even with a bracha. Ve'monin ela mu'umid, you count when you're standing, Rabbi, say. It's the same when you bring karbanos, you have to stand, or you're davening to Hashem, you stand. L'chachila, when you're counting omer, should be done in a standing format. Imanim yushu yatsa, but if you did it miyushu, Rabbi, say, yaitzin, there's no question. Now, Halacha Chav Dalet is the mission critical. Mitzvah zu al kol ish Yisrael. It's a zman grov mitzvah, therefore it's a chiv of parmen. B'chol makam u b'chol zman. It applies to Rabbi Yisai in all places. It applies in all times, which means it exists b'zman hazeh on a deraisa level without a question, according to the Rambam. Noshim avadim peturim, because it's a zman grov mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. Sarach Lavarech Bechalaila, Roshim Rechoshos of Zonas, Vyasayim Echadim Sheyispar, Manav Lo Berach, if I count without making a bracha, Bidi Eved, Yotza, because the bracha is not my kevis in any Berach Samitzvah, Vein Echazim Mavarech, etc., etc. So we see over here, according to the Rambam, that Sfir B'Zman Hazeh is in fact a deraisa.
You are listening to.
So now the big million-dollar question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Because the way traditionally the Gemara in Masechtas Menachos, we learned on page 2 on the bottom, was darshined, it seemed to be a unanimous opinion amongst the Amoraim that Sfir B'Zman Hazeh, because we don't have a Karban Omer, is merely derabanan. And the Machlokes was only the Tzura of the derabanan Takana. The Rambam now is all of a sudden paskin, Sfir B'Zman Hazeh as a deraisa. What sugya did he derive that from? So let me give you a little historical record. The one who asked this question, the earliest source, is the Ran Rabbeinu Nissim at the end of Masechtis Pesachim, where the Ran and the Rif in their Perush of Masechtis Pesachim talk about the halachas as Sfiris Oimer at the end of the Masechta. The Ran first brings down the Gemara in Masechtis Menachos and with the Mahalach of Rashi, and says over the Gans the Pshat I said before, the Machlekes is what is the Tzur Derabanan, etc., etc. And then he says, however, I got a problem. What is the source of the Shitas HaRambam? Because when I look in the Gemara Menachos, it doesn't seem that I have any Mokka that Bizman Hazeh Sfirus should be Deraisa. I mean, we don't bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh Karban Oimer. Nobody brings it. So how can anybody, especially the Rambam and the Bahag who held like him, hold that you make a Brach and it's a Deraisa today? So comes along the Ran with a tremendous Chiddush. The Ran says in his approach that I want to now relearn the Gemara in Menachos with you. And he says, if you turn back to page number 2 momentarily, the way the Ran learns the Gemara in Menachos at the end explains what he thinks the Rambam did. In the Gemara, when Abaye talks about counting days and weeks and Rabban Rav Ashi, they don't tell you whether they hold it as a Derabbanan or a Deraisa. They just can't tell you, we counted the days and weeks. The only one that talks about a rabbinical phenomenon of a demotion of the mitzvah, as the Zechel Midish, is who is Ameimar. But none of the other Amoraim even talk about a rabbinical descent in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So what he wants to say, the Ran, he was a Rishon, in contradiction to Pshat of Rashi, and the way most learned the Sugya, is that in fact, Rabban de Rav Ashi and Abayu of the opinion that Sfira Bizman Hazeh is a Deraisa, so therefore the Machlokas in this Gemara Menachos is a Machlokas of Amarayim, whether when you can't bring a Karban Omer, does the Sfira still exist on a Deraisa level, and where Ameima Paskin, it doesn't. Zeich LeMikdash, Abaya, and the Rabbanim of the Rav Ashi held, no. The fact I don't bring a Karban does not impact negatively on the mitzvah of counting the Sfira. That is still a Deraisa Halacha Ad Hayom Hazeh, independent of the Karban. It doesn't really depend upon the Karban. You're counting the Omer, and it's a Deraisa Halacha. And to justify a separation between counting and between being a Karban Omer, he informs us of an historical text in which he says, I want you to know something. The counting between Pesach and Shavuos, which has nothing to do with the Karban, in actuality preceded the mitzvah of Karban Omer and the mitzvah Shnei Lechem. Where do we find that? When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so Jews are very, very impatient. So they just experienced, I mean, think about it for a couple of minutes, they just experienced witnessing a year of miracles Shalai B'derech HaTev almost every day. When you look in the Haggadah, it's not just Esamakos, but the time that Tanoim finish, the Esamakos have been increased to more than just Esamakos. So they saw miracles Yom V'Layla, incredible miracles Yom V'Layla. They experienced the Shabbos HaGadol, Mamish, they had a Gevaldik, a Seder, etc., etc. None of the Bukharim died. They're coming out of Mitzrayim. They're going out in a parade. They walked out in the middle of the day as aristocrats having a parade. We're parading as basically heroes, leaving the Egyptian Empire. She wanted to be B'davka B'etzem Hayoyim Hazer. The nobody should say the Jews snuck out of Mitzrayim at night as Ganavim, and therefore to prevent the Egyptian Empire and their army from preventing them. They marched out like royalty, like basically winners of a war by day itself. So you would think that that would be enough for the Yidlach. No! The Medrash tells us, and the Ran quotes the Medrash, the first thing they said to Moshe Rabbeinu as they're going out is, Moshe, we have one little question for you, as if he hadn't done enough. You told us, when God met you at Har Sinai in the snare, that one of the promises Hashem said that on the day that I take you out of Mitzrayim, what's going to be the result? Tavdun Elokim Alahar Hazeh. That the day I take you out, you're going to go to Har Sinai, come back to where the snare was, and we're going to have an Avedis Hashem. So we're now asking you, Moshe, we're not pressuring you, but we're very, you know, impetuous. Tell us when we're getting to this Har Sinai. When is that part going to take place? As if they hadn't witnessed, just think about it for a couple of minutes, they hadn't witnessed enough. So now they wanted to have the Emunah and bitachon that that promise is also gone. So when are we going to have that event take place? So Moshe says, kulut. I never said, b'yom ha'tziacha, that teku for miyad, you're going to go to Har Sinai, as if we're going to fly there in a divine super plane, getting you there within a couple of hours. You are going to have that experience. But if you want to figure out, since you don't have clocks and you don't have calendars to catch up of the days, count 50 days from today. And when you get to day 50, we will have arrived in location at Har Sinai, and that's when you'll have Tavdun Elokim Alahar Hazeh. So I'm giving you something to do. And in fact, I didn't lie to you because I said Tavdun with a nun sophist. I could have said Tavdu without an period, and would have had the same meaning. What's Tavdun? Tavdu b'yom nun. So therefore, I told you the truth. You didn't chap what I was telling you. So therefore, I'm not making it up, guys. That's exactly what I told you. Okay, fine. So says the Ran, if that's the case, the counting of the sphere we do even b'zman hazeh without a karban is really a continuation of their counting to connect Pesach to Shavuos. The din of that connection, preparing ourselves from Pesach to Shavuos to be Mekabel the Torah once again, and has nothing to do with bringing a karban, and therefore if it's Bizman Azed Deraisa, and that's what the Rambam's talking about, that's where the Rambam got it from, that's what the Rambam's basing it upon, and in the Orech HaShulchan's presentation in Sim and Tov Peites on this, he basically says that explicitly, that the Rambam, following the Mahalach of the way the Ran explains it, it's a special din combining Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Zatayra. That's the Mechayev of the Derais, even Bizman Hazeh. Even the Sefer Chinuch, if you look carefully, where he talks about in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Sefer Chinuch, he talks about the Ikar Yesod, a sphere in between, is a count up, not a countdown, but a count up to basically to Kabbalah Satayra. That's the purpose of Sefiras Ayma, that's the Tam HaMitzvah, etc., etc. And therefore you don't need a carbon for that, you just have to count the days, etc., etc. What the Mukubalim did to add a little more brassiness and more geschmack to this is the Mukubalim say, wait a minute, let's make this a little more sophisticated. We're not just doing this as a calendar date informational service, especially today we have calendars, so what's the big deal of counting? But let me show the Mekubalim, so let me show you something in the Pasuk. If you go back to page one momentarily, the Mekubalim point out that I have a big kasha to ask you, and that is the following kasha. I purposely presented to you that Pasuk Namon Svatim Lechem is the source of the counting of the dates. I pointed out the source of the counting of the weeks is Pasuk number 2, Sheva Shavuos Tispo Lach Machash Bekama. So the obvious million-dollar question is, in Pasuk 1, why do we need, if you have the midst of the counting of the days, and that's the purpose of the Pasuk, what's the need of the addition, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tiyana? What is that adding to the picture of the mitzvah counting the days? So you'll say to me, the Gemara seems to imply that that's teaching us what? You start counting at nighttime to make it as tamimistic as possible. However, the Mefarshim point out that it could have been said in a different type of phraseology to emphasize that. Why do you have this added even in counting the days? So they say on a Kabbalistic level is to tell us that the counting of the days is not just calendar dating, but it has a deeper meaning. That the 7 days, that the 50 days or the 49 days you're counting of the 50 are supposed to add up to be 7 Shabbosos Tamimus Tiyana, 7 weeks of spiritual tamimiskait being accomplished by Klal Yisrael counting these 49 days. It's supposed to be a spiritual experience, not a calendar date. And they point out that the word tamimos, we have it in the Torah, tamim tiyam Hashem alakecha, it's the mitzvah deraisa, which the Ramban quotes as the mitzvah say that the Ramban deleted of being a tamim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, developing spiritual connection to Hashem on the highest level. It's a time period when it says Shabbos. The word Shabbos doesn't only mean Shabbos Kodesh, but the Ksava HaKabbalah says upon the Pasuk, we have a Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, which in fact we do recite in that period of time, and that is Achish Alti Meis Hashem Oysa Vakesh, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachzois Benoim Hashem. What is David being mispalo for? That the word Shabbos doesn't mean to rest, but it means to be able to abide and to be located and sit and located in a place of spiritual contemplation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be involved in that in our spiritual development. That a person should be involved with Rabbi Isai in being Osek B'Dvarim Elokim, to be involved in spiritual pursuits of analysis and spiritual perfection during the counting of these 49 days. It should therefore be not just counting days, but there should be Sheva weeks of 49 days that are weeks of Shifti Bebeis Hashem, spiritual perfection, spiritual analysis, spiritual elevation of Tamimiskeit. So by the time I come to Shuas, I reach the higher plane. Chazal tell us that one of the major tikkunim of Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, is they were in a matziv of Memta Shari Tuma. By the time they came to Maimed HaSinai, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and the Zohar says, on the day of Kabbalah Soterah, Pasak Zuhamasa. All the Tumah had been removed in those 49 days, replaced with 49 Sha'arim of Kedusha. They had been masakin the Chatoyim of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, but they also were masakin the Tumah of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas Teivara, that they were in a state of pristine purity of Kedusha, Kaidim the Chet of Adam v'Chava. That's how much the Tikkun took place in those 49 days. The Anani HaKavod were spiritual boosters that helped them to accomplish something in 49 days that took them 210 years to Mekalkel Zayin, but that's a separate ship if they had smoke. When we are there for counting Sefiras Omer, it's not just counting Rabbi Yisrael 49 days for calendar purposes, but each day we're trying to masakin and take away a shah of Tumah and masakin with a shah of Kedusha. That's why the various midas of Hashem each and every day, Chesed Shebegvur, Chesed Shebechesed, there are 49 different permutations of midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show it's a time of spiritual perfection. And in fact, in the tefillahs we recite Rabbi Yisrael, when it comes to the tefillahs in the Siddur, if you look at the Hiratzon says that this counting of the Sefiras Omer counting tonight should therefore be tonight tonight of Tikkun, etc. And what's the pasuk that the Baal Tefillah writes in the Siddur? Shenema Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Diyana. So it's times of spiritual rectification, etc. Now, after hearing all of that, so the question arises, is does that mean that Sefiras Omer really doesn't depend on the Daraisa level on Karbanos? Now if that's the case, how in the world, if you hold that way, and that seems to be the way the Ran's heading, and that seems to be the way that the Aruch HaShulchan is being masbir, the Gemara that I showed you in tonight's beginning shir shows you that there is an intrinsic relationship between bringing the Karbanos and counting the sphere. And the Gemara has multiple manipulations till it comes to the conclusion. You do the Katsira night, and the counting in the night, and the bringing by day. So the Gemara shows you there's an intrinsic relationship. If we don't have Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, how can anybody, including the Rambam, despite what happened when Klal Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, there wasn't a Karbanoyim yet. There wasn't a Shtei Lechem yet. So you can say in those days they did what they did. But today that the Rabban Hashem combined it together, how can anybody hold this at their Eisa? So comes along the world of Brisk, led by Reb Chaim, and they said, I'll tell you the following. And that is, there is a machlokes throughout Shas of the following question. And that is, the Kedusha Rishona that Shlomo Melech and his Bezdin were mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash when he built the Beis HaMikdash, the big Beis HaMikdash, the first time. So was that sanctification of the Makom HaMikdash, was it Kidshu L'Shaita v'Kidshu L'Aselavo? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Kedushas HaShechina in Makomo, in location, that can never ever be disturbed and bottled, even if he destroyed the physical Beis HaMikdash? Because the Rambam quotes the terminology Shechina Eina Batela Olamis. So even if they physically destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushas of Hashem's divine presence is there, and therefore, if that's the case, if you hold that Kishul Asalavo, the Rambam says Bizman is there without a Beis HaMikdash and without all the walls and everything else, you theoretically Bizman is there could bring a carbon seba Bizman is there and be makriv on location, because the Kedushas HaMakom of Kedush Shechina is present to facilitate that activity, and that's the way the Rambam paskins. There were other Rishonim based upon different parts of Shas that held Kedusha Rishonim Kishul L'Shaita v'lo Kishul L'Selavo, and was not Mekudish, that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha Hashina was Mesulekes and will not return Bishleimuso until you have the rebuilding of the ultimate third Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, you can't bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, and you will only once again be able to bring a Karban when the third Beis HaMikdash would be built. Now, so the fact of the matter is, the Rambam Lishitaso held in base, and this is the Rambam I have contained for you, Rabbi Isai, in Yomar Mekamos, on page number 3, the Rambam on the bottom of Tamidim Musafim, where the Rambam showed you the connection between the counting and the Tamidim Musafim, in this case, the sphere of the Omer Karban. He then says in the Hilchos Beis Bechira, Niskacha Rishona Kishlashad Kishlasalavo, Yishlayim and the Makam Amigdash, etc., etc. Therefore, Makrivin Kabanas Kulafabish ain't by his Banui, and you can eat Kachab is man as etc., etc., even though there are no Mechitzos, Lama, because I hold Halach Lamasha, the Kedusha Rishona was Kishlasalavo, Halach Tezayin, and the Halach is Rabbi Isai, Shekedusha Amigdash, Yishlayim and Ashchina, Shchina and Epetela, and therefore it still exists in its place at Hayom Hazeh. Now, what does Rav Chaim accomplish by saying this? What Rav Chaim says is that we can therefore answer the kasha on the Rambam in a very simple way. The Rambam held halacha lamasa that bizman hazeh, we might not be functionally bringing a karban omer, but the institution of bringing a karban omer exists on a deraisa level as much as any other mitzvah deraisa, but b'taris anus, you can't be mekayimit. So if the institution of bringing the karban is b'derech when it comes to potentiality in existence, and if we were akshanim and we had the gevurah and we had the ability to be makiv the karban, we could be makiv the karban, the sphiris ayma, which as I showed in the Gemara is intricately connected to it, is as much deraisa now as it was when we were actually makiv the karban. So if the institution of the karban is deraisa, because it's kinshad las alavo, so if the karban's a deraisa, then the sphere is a deraisa. Now the sphere of Rabbi Isai was never done as a function of bringing the karban. Why? Because the sphere is done at night, even bizman beis hamikdash, and the bringing of the karban was done by day. So you didn't have to bring the karban first to count. They were in the same time frame. And that's why he points out that the Rambam, when it came to mentioning Sfir Soma, didn't mention Hilchas Tefillah or Tilla Hilchas Brachas. Where did he mention it? In Hilchas Tamidim Asafin, in the halachas relating to bringing karbanos. Because it's a function of Havar's karban, or the ability to bring a karban on the deraisa level. Now, if that's the case, there are two ways of the emphasis. So where does Rav Chaim get this concept from? One way, which Rav Chaim says, is that the Gemara in Mesechtes Menachos, he says, if you're going to learn like Shitas Rashi, that all of the Amoraim held in this specific sugya, it's only Midrabanan, and the question is, what type of Midrabanan?
So therefore, the sugya menachis is shlaki hilchasa, and we rely upon other gemaras in Masechtas Megillah and other places, Masechtas Shvuos, that talks about the concept of kishla shaita kishla salavo, and that's the sugya the Rambam paskin like, not the sugya in Masechtas Menachos. Or if you want, you could be fa'akshined and darshan the way the Ran does. That in fact, Rabbaya and Rabban Darvashi and Amemer were themselves arguing behind the scenes whether the Kedush Roshayna Kisha, not Kisha, but the problem is Ika Chasmina Sefer, they should have mentioned that in their debate. I mean, but at the end of the day, the brisk is held, and there's no question this is the that there is Bizman Azer Rabbi Sai, a concept of the Yechelus to be Makar of a carbon Oima Deraisa, which means the sphere that's dependent upon it is also Deraisa, and therefore, if that's the case, Halacha Lamasa, sphere Bizman Azer would in fact be a Deraisa as the Rambam Paskins, and the Bahag held Halacha Lamasa like the Shitas Rambam when it comes to this. So if that's the case of Rabbi Isai, the intrinsic connection that I showed you on the first piece of Gemara from Masechtas Menachos that I showed you this evening, that the Gemara has the Sfira and the counting and the Katsira and the Hava all being dependent on the 16th, the fact of the matter is it is depends upon the 16th, and all of those things are a derais ad hayom hazeh. Just two of the three we're not doing for technicalities, which I'm not going to get into now, but the fact of the matter is the derais ability to do it's there, and therefore that is the source of the Shitas HaRambam, and those who are shown who agree with the Rambam that Sfir Bizman Hazeh is a deraisa. Now what does that do for us? Number one, it takes care of the intrinsic connection between bringing the carbon and the sphere, that they're all connected together. What it also shows you, Rabbi Isai, is that saying that it has to commemorate what the Jews did when they left Mitzrayim, it doesn't have to be the justification. As the Ran said, the justification is that bringing the carbon bizman hazeh is still on a deraisa level. So therefore, that on a Kabbalistic level, the Rambam might admit that it's a time of spiritual perfection. He wasn't dealing with that, because the Gemara doesn't deal with that. The Gemara deals with it on a functional connective link between Karban and Sfira. The Gemara never mentions the Kabbalistic Pshat. So the Rambam, who is not a Mekubal, doesn't emphasize Kabbalah unless he, Al-Karcha, has to mention it, B'derech Remez, and he sometimes does it very unoften. The Rambam is a practical halachist, and since I've proven to you, as the Briskas say, that it's a deraisa bizman hazeh, when it comes to Akrava, the sphere is also a deraisa bizman hazeh, Rabbi Isai. And that's why it's important to remember this and to understand the connected. So therefore, if that's the case, Rabbi Isai, be careful with sphere sa'ambi bizman hazeh. Realize that there are many Rishonim, and the Mishbur says, that hold it's a deraisa. If you can hold off counting until after Tzeis, when you're able to, that's the better way to do it, because therefore you're showing the covet to the din deraisa, it's the tamimus diyena. Realize, Rabbi Isai, that the building of the Beis HaMikdash will only allow us to practically carry out what potentially we could do bizman hazeh, but on the deraisa level, karbanos can be brought bizman hazeh. That's the hezbah of the Rambam. That's the hezbah of the sugya. But also realize what the Mekubalim said, that the time of Yerusalem is the time of spiritual rectification. Do not think that that can't be Elav Ekel Divikim Chayim. That also applies Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, that's why we say the special tefilos and the special gevuras of HaKadosh Baruch. We also mention, if you bother saying the tefilos, if you bother saying it, sometimes I just see people saying the Sfira and running out the door, but if you realize there's a Kabbalistic dimension, those tefillos at the end should also be recited to give them deference as well. Let's hope and pray that we'll be able to be zochah with Bi'ez Mashiach Tzikeinu very shortly to see the return of the actual functional Beis HaMikdash taking place, an altar being built, the mosque being destroyed, the Har HaBayis being returned to us, and the Meshugayim who ultimately are momentarily playing baseball and other stuff there should be shaken out of Eretz Israel. The Zohar says, and I'll end with this, that the eradication of the Arabs from Eretz Israel, who are causing a saras no matter where they live, either Harabayas or the Gaza Strip, that Hashem says, "Bichvodi ubi'atzmi, I will make it my divine business to shake Eretz Israel from these people who are harassing the Jews, preventing them from having their final ability to redeem the land. I am the one who placed them there. And the Zohar seems to imply Hashem is not happy with the decision he made, and he wasn't happy with the decision that he gave them even a partial mitzvah bris milah. And it goes back to the time of Yishmael, because that mitzvah bris milah gave them certain zechuyas and klitas aretz, which no other guy Uma has. So Baruch Hashem says, at the end of time, I'm going to shakel zech eretz ol in such a way, whether that means earthquakes or who knows, maybe the bombs of the IDF, I'm going to shakel with such a way that all those mishim elam and eretz ol will be eradicated by Hashem bechvod debiatzma. We're not going to need the IDF to do it. The Rabban Hashem will do it. Let us hope to be zochah to see b'smishiyach zekeinu, with the help of the Rabban Hashalom, the cleansing of the land from all the Shagayim, and for Klaisa to return b'shleimus, b'shalom, b'shalva, b'sheket, b'smashiach tzidkenu, amen v'amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.